Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, and welcome to Camp Breakdown as we continue to wind through the position groups. We're going to focus on cornerbacks here. Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell, two prominent names in NFL defensive coaching lore. And Donatell has worked with some unbelievable defensive backs in his career. And Vic Fangio likes long, physical, and versatile corners. Does he have them here? He has Kyle Fuller as the returning second-year pro who's getting a lot of attention. But there's a lot of questions also.
Right. There's guys here that fit that style and that body type, yeah. But that doesn't guarantee them a position. It's up to making sure the front seven or front eight puts significant pressure on the quarterback. And then it's about how does that athlete react? How does he come out of his break? Is he in the right position at the end of the route? Those are the types of things Ed Donatell and the rest of the coaches here are looking for, those types of defensive backs traits. But now if you're at 6'1 plus, yeah, it definitely puts you in favor, and they want to see, you know, that type of big athlete succeed. But when you look at guys like Tim Jennings and Terrence Mitchell and the rest of the guys, they don't exactly fit that mold.
But they also are very good athletes.
Yes.
And so, you know, they come in all shapes and sizes. Obviously, everybody would love to have the big, tall, long-arm cornerbacks that can play press and still can flip their hips and run. But I want to talk more about Fuller. It's, to me, rather rare to have veteran players who just come to the team, not to mention guys who played with him last year, talk so glowingly about his professionalism. Now, we know that from knowing him. But it's another thing to just drop in and see what it's like. This guy's getting a lot of accolades from his teammates for being a guy who's very quiet, quietly going about his professionalism.
Well, we saw the big examples of it last year as a rookie when he was nicked up. He still answered the bell on Sunday, even though he was competing against the best of the best. And then this year, he tweaks his ankle slightly the first or second day of practice, doesn't miss any time, is back there ready to go in full pads in practicing. That's what you need to see out of a responsible first rounder that is a great example to the rest of his teammates, not only the defensive backs, but how willing is this guy to answer the bell every day, practice or game.
Former Pro Bowler Tim Jennings going to work out of the slot this year in the nickel. He's got the size for it, obviously. He's got the quickness and the range to handle that position. It's something he dabbled in last year. He seems to be embracing it wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I think it's being part of the teamwork of defensive back play, including the safeties, when you're at that slot position, because there's so much more versatility to the receiver that's coming out of that position. And sometimes it's a matchup a quarterback tries to take advantage of. But if you have good teamwork, good communication along the entire backside, I think Tim Jennings will be an asset because of his experience. And maybe you can slide a corner over there that has a little bit more versatility according to those requirements.
All right, there's a whole bunch of cornerbacks. There's some young ones. There's some guys like Sherrick McManus, who is getting a lot of reps, trying to earn his way as a corner, not just as a core special teams player.
Right. Sherrick has always been a guy that showed up in training camp and has a bigger impact on special teams that he has because of the opportunity. But then you look at a guy like Tracy Porter, who's going to be fighting with Sherrick McManus, because there's talent here, Jeff. But again, because of the major change up front defensively, if you get that group organized and they're taking a half a second away from every quarterback they face, it's going to put a lot of these cornerbacks in the running because of their veteran background they can recall from.
There are some young guys, some rookies that are there every day making a play. Somebody's doing something that sparks your interest. But as you mentioned, they got a couple of eight-year veterans, Tracy Porter, with familiarity with John Fox, and then also Alan Ball, who banged up in the offseason, now healthy and starting to roll as well. These are guys you can possibly count on as well.
Right. It seems like the cornerback has got the position that they can roll from team to team, and given the opportunity, maybe that's a perfect pressure package that you need to formulate an opportunity with, and that's what you're seeing here with the Bears. That's why I think the reps at training camp have been hugely important, but I think the reps, Jeff, no matter what unit is in there defensively by a cornerback, it's going to be important reps because they're all going to get consideration for opportunities on this team because we've yet to talk about special teams and how important they are in that group.
All right, that's going to wrap up our look at cornerbacks. That's Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Camp Breakdown.